Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
As we know, at the beginning of this week, Pope Benedict XVI received in audience a number of diplomats accredited to the Holy See. And if you've been listening to our programme over the past few days, you have heard many of the English-speaking ambassadors being interviewed, among them the Australian ambassador to the Holy See, Tim Fisher. An ambassador who was kind enough to take the time at the end of last year to sit down with me in our studios here and glance back at a series of 2009 anniversaries connected in a special way to the Holy See.
Set of anniversaries, nine in particular, I researched in preparation for a Gregorian Foundation Vaticano conference earlier this year, which I chaired a session of. At the top of the list, Cluster Bombs Convention was signed in Norway, signed by the Australian government, signed by many governments, most recently by the Japanese government. But that came about at all was due to a lot of work by the Holy See, in particular people like Archbishop Tomasi, Papal Nuncio in Geneva, against all odds. He was told this will not happen. But through beavering away after the dreadful summer war of 2006 in Lebanon, when cluster bombs were employed across southern Lebanon in the last 2 days of that war in massive numbers, we now have, 1 year on, a cluster bomb convention which is stacking up.
The second anniversary on your list, anyway, is one that's particularly interesting to us Europeans.
Obviously, the 20th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down, the excitement, the absolute focus of the world on those magic scenes of joy and freedom as people jumped over the wall, jumped through the wall and felt liberated. And of course, Pope John Paul II played a role in that. So that's why it relates to the Holy See. His fibre, his spiritual leadership, his giving of backbone, if you like, to oppressed people in Eastern Europe to stand up and succeed has been acknowledged by former USSR leader Mikhail Gorbachev and others, rightly so. So yet again, a spectacular anniversary, the 20th anniversary of that hideous Berlin Wall coming down.
Then moving on, there's a treaty that's linked to the Vatican, in particular to John Paul II, 25 years ago.
Yes, the Argentina-Chile Treaty Agreement. And again, month of November, as it happens. Now, Argentina was within 12 hours of bombing Santiago when the Holy Father and Cardinal Sedona and others stepped up and effected a mediation in respect of a large number of boundary conflicts through the complexity of the high point of the Andes. Remembering the high point, the highest point, the ridgeline of the Andes is not necessarily the watershed boundary between the Atlantic and the Pacific, which was one of the complexities. But through dint of hard work, 900 different boundary alterations were signed off, agreed to by Argentina, by Chile. They came up to Rome. They signed this in the treaty room with Pope John Paul II, and it's held ever since. And it shows how the smart power, the soft power of the Vatican, which has no army divisions, can deliver results. And so November this year is the 25th anniversary of the Argentina-Chile treaty agreement, bringing peace between those two countries and bringing a set of recognised boundaries in the process.
Through the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II. And you link that to St Francis of Assisi.
Then, and also the 800th anniversary of him receiving the papal approval to establish the Franciscan Order. Both anniversaries apply to the incredible year 2009.
Very different anniversaries.
Very different anniversaries. And of course, St. Francis of Assisi was the great communicator, the first communicator with the troops of the descendants of Saladin and the Crusades against Islam and others occupying the Holy Lands at the time. He walked right through, across no man's land. He effected an agreement. He was given a safe conduct pass to come back out again, to pass on the information to the Crusade commanders, who were a bit dismissive, I understand. And so he came back to spend the rest of his life at Assisi. But he was that early day communicator, interfaith communicator between Christianity and Islam, as the case may be. But yes, more specifically, of course, this year, the 70th anniversary of the start-up of the horrific war that killed millions in Europe, and hopefully and that level never to be repeated again.
And then, of course, there's something that affects the Vatican in particular. It was the 80th anniversary of the signing of the Lateran Pacts in 1929.
Back in February. And in fact, there was a terrific exhibition on the colonnade of St. Peter's showing many of the historical icons associated with that signing and the building of the Vatican railway station, which flowed from the treaty, and the opening up of this main avenue, which did not exist before 1929, but which...
As Romans know.
As Romans know. And Mussolini put in the avenue, he put in the railway connection.
Knocking down Raphael's house and Palazzo Scossa Cavalli, among other things.
Just a minor detail to affect an entree and a vista to St. Peter's Square and St. Peter's Basilica.
Brought an end to the Papal States.
44,000 square kilometres down to just 44 hectares of sovereign entity, but don't forget another 11 hectares up at beautiful Castel Gandolfo. A great anniversary. The Lateran Treaty established once and for all the interface between Italy and the sovereign entity of the Holy See in a way which, by the narrowest margins, even Hitler recognised during World War II and respected that sovereignty, but just.
It is the 90th anniversary of the conference leading to the Treaty of Versailles, which brought an end to World War I.
A conference which perhaps set up World War II in many ways, I would say, with the reparations demanded of Germany, but it was certainly the conference that laid down a lot of boundaries in Africa, in the Middle East, and often on the most craziest criteria and cutting across tribal areas and cutting across rivers and ridgelines in a way which have been the subject of many wars since and many disputes since. Had we gone with the Lawrence of Arabia proposals at Versailles in 1919, there would have been Mesopotamia in the southern part of Iraq, there would have been Baghdadia in the central part of Iraq, and there would have been Kurdistan in the northern part of Iraq. This is what Lawrence of Arabia argued for as an ambassador, Australia to the Holy See. I would just make that as an observation. I have no comment on it beyond saying so much blood was shed in World War I and World War II. The Treaty of Versailles, the 90th anniversary to that signing of that treaty, clearly in some parts of the world, it created more problems than it solved.
You also say that this treaty failed to address Indochina at the time.
I'm a veteran of the Vietnam War, and I was very conscious that Ho Chi Minh was a waiter at a French restaurant on the margins of the Versailles Conference and kept on saying to Woodrow Wilson, please, sir, look at Indochina. Take the chance now to sort the problem of Indochina and Vietnam to avoid future conflict. And, of course, in the same way that Sykes and Picot had a major play on the boundaries of Syria and Lebanon, Wilson was very dismissive, and who are you? Of course, he was Ho Chi Minh. He had another name at the time. He was told to return to washing up the dishes and get out of the way of the American president. True story. And so after a year or so, he got sick of all of this. He went to Moscow, had 5 years training, went on to Vietnam and became the leader of the Communist Party and the great patron of Vietnam, defeating the French at Dien Bien Phu in 1954 and so forth. So it is the 90th anniversary of a young French waiter trying to get the ear of Woodrow Wilson and Winston Churchill and others at the Versailles Conference. He failed, and thousands died as a consequence.
On a totally different note, you'd like to mark the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Darwin.
Archbishop Ravasi was the one who addressed a conference at the Gregorian University earlier this year and said there is clearly nothing incompatible between religion and science, and went on to say, and furthermore, there's nothing necessarily incompatible with the Charles Darwin theory of evolution, in a roundabout sort of way, I think the words were, and religion. And it is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Darwin, the 150th anniversary of the publication of The Evolution of Species, and the debate goes on and on and on. I was just very pleased to see a robust conference on Charles Darwin in the Gregorian University with speakers from the Holy See, from the Pontifical Council of Culture. In my second month in Rome, it was very stimulating.
The final date here is the 400th anniversary of the arrival in Rome of Mary Ward.
And the great walk through from Germany.
She and her followers were dubbed the Galloping Girls, rather rudely.
Very rudely, because they were very purposeful educational pioneers. And I think I'm right in saying the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, as a child, had some schooling associated with the Mary Ward schools, because she was big in Germany as well as Australia, with what's called the Loreto school movement in Australia, in England.
Because now they've separated, they have two branches.
Indeed, so they do. But it's a wrap. It's a wrap on nine incredible anniversaries. First anniversary, cluster bombs. 20th anniversary, the Berlin Wall coming down. 25th anniversary of the Pope-engineered Argentina-Chile Treaty. 70th anniversary of, sadly, World War II. 80th anniversary of the Lateran Treaty. 90th anniversary of the conference leading to and the conference of the Versailles and the Treaty of Versailles, 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Darwin, 400th anniversary of the arrival in Rome of Mary Ward, well celebrated with thousands of Mary Warders in town, and the 800th anniversary of St. Francis of Assisi receiving the papal approval to establish the Franciscan Order. I guess each year we'll have a set of anniversaries attaching, including 2010, but few will match the incredible nine anniversaries associated with 2009.
And many thanks there to the Australian Ambassador to the Holy See, Tim Fisher, for taking the time to share with us these thoughts. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.